This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptist and the Baptist Messenger.
Well, hello, I'm Brian Hobbs. Really thrilled to be joined with two brothers in Christ here, Caleb Freeman and his dad, Jeremy Freeman, who is pastor of Newcastle First Baptist Church. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Well, Caleb, our readership and podcast have followed what God's done in your life, and we wanted to have you on and talk about just what he's been doing lately. Here, as we record this, we're toward the end of April, coming into May, and you're fixing to be a graduate. And so congratulations in advance. And I thought we could just begin talk about some of the highlights of your senior year. We saw news related to the homecoming king and all that, but I'll toss that first question for y'all to what God's been doing this year.
Yeah, this has been a pretty amazing year. Like, it's been exactly what I wanted my senior year to be.
Yeah, Caleb has had,
And that might sound kind of crazy coming from me because I'm not able to do the things I used to be able to do. But this year, like getting to run the race all the way to
shooting your shot.
So all the way just shooting us on the basketball game. Those are things I never thought I'd be able to do again. But to see those things come to reality has been really cool.
Yeah, Caleb had a lot of big moments his senior year. He's right now, all the senior stuff is off. And hopefully they'll do a graduation this summer, but he's had some really big moments this year. And he got to run the 5K, to make a basket on senior night, homecoming king. So we've had a lot to celebrate, and we just give God all the glory.
I mean, if you want to go to one place, you could go to all the way back to me taking my shirt off at every football game.
I saw that. You're the star of the show, and you inspire people, Caleb. I know you've had a lot of people praying for you. I noticed you've got your hashtag But God t-shirts there. Tell us what God's done with that when you or when other people are wearing these. What kind of conversation starters?
Yeah, it's been a awesome conversation, sir. A lot of the people ask me, like, what's by God mean? And I get to tell them, well, it has a really cool story. Like, by God means doctors and nurses are always going to say stuff, and people are always going to say stuff in your life. Like, for me, for instance, it was, Caleb will never wake up again. Caleb will never talk again. And then Caleb will never walk again. But God will always have the final say. And I got to see that firsthand as he restored all those abilities.
That's right.
Amen. You know, I was thinking of the verse where Jesus said, with God all things are possible. And we see that with you. You're even taking up some hobbies like the bike riding. What kind of bike is that? Is that a lot of fun? The recumbent bike?
Yeah, that's a recumbent bike. And if I'm going to be honest, it's way more fun than the regular bike. Like, everyone always asks to ride the bike I have, but no one ever asks to ride each other's normal bike.
That's right.
Yeah,
this bike is, I'm telling you, man, you know, for somebody that struggles with balance, it is perfect. And so it gives Caleb two wheels in the front, one wheel in the back, and all he's got to do is control the speed. But this guy, Caleb, is like, he's really strong. And so, man, he can go up hills
But also, I like it for another reason. Like, normally, sitting on a regular bike, it's kind of pointy and weird feeling. Uh-huh. It's very uncomfortable. But the bike that I have now, when you sit on it, it's like a vacation for your rear.
That's
a vacation
good.
For your rear. There, well done, Caleb.
That's,
yeah,
that's good. I like that.
I had to throw that in there.
You had to throw it in.
Well, so you've been able to speak in churches, and I know coronavirus has made it tough to have events, but you all keep ministering and sharing your story. What are some efforts lately that you've been trying to do with social media to keep in touch with people and all that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Caleb's, when we started the Pray for Caleb Facebook page, it was basically started out of necessity. Because it was one place to give every update, but it became kind of a little family, and the family grew from a few hundred to a few thousand to now I think over 80,000. And it's amazing to me, Brian, people continue to follow and look for updates from him. So we try to update that at least right now once a week. And oftentimes we'll share things that God's doing in Caleb's life or how God's using him or a story or something like that. And one of the really cool things, that Caleb has been doing in the quarantine, he's been memorizing scripture. And Caleb almost has the entire book of Philippians memorized, all four chapters.
I have the first three.
He's working on chapter four. So the other day we posted him quoting scripture, and Caleb kind of put a little shame on people. He said, look, if I can memorize scripture with a brain injury, he said, what's your excuse?
That's good. Philippians, yeah, that's powerful.
So we use the Pray for Caleb page a lot, and then we do devotions, and Caleb has shared some devotions, and we're doing just the best we can with the t-shirts. We're trying to keep those out there to let people stay connected and stay engaged. And we've just begun the process of putting this But God story for a book proposal. So Emily and I, my wife and I, are in the early stages of submitting information for a proposed book, which we're calling the But God story.
That is awesome. And I know I know there had been kind of a movie, some theme plans, and we just keep following that prayer page and just so thankful what God's done there. What else would you want people to know to pray with you on?
Yeah, I think, but what Caleb, how can people pray for you specifically? For physical goals, then maybe some other, like, more spiritual goals.
Well, I would say right now, probably the speech and the running. But at the same time, I'm content with how they are right now. I see how God's using them. So I would ask that people would pray for that, like, God would be able to use them exactly how they are.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that amazes me about Caleb is he's, you know, he would say, like he said, pray for his speech, pray for his ability to walk. But he also recognizes that God is using his limitations in maybe a greater way than if he was fully restored. So we always pray for God to heal his speech, heal his ability, his balance and coordination. But more than anything, we're asking God to use him the way that he is. Because a lot of people listen, they tend to listen a little bit more carefully to Caleb because they have to. They got to pay attention. And when Caleb graduates this summer, he's got some plans this summer, but he's planning to go to Rose State College in the fall. And we could just pray that he's able to acclimate to school. And he got a scholarship there, so we praise the Lord for that. And then we're going to take it from there and see what God wants to do. But really, Caleb wants to fulfill the purpose God's given him of sharing his story with the whole world. That's what he wants, right?
Yeah, I feel like this is a unique opportunity that can be used to bring so many people to Christ. So I want to be trying to, like, share the story that God graciously gave me. Like, he didn't have to, but for some reason he gave it to me. So I have to try to use it to the best I can.
That's right.
To bring people to Jesus.
That's right.
Well, you're doing just that. It's awesome. And I love the motto. We had talked about the hashtag, but the motto of the never give up. And How has that and some scripture carried you all through and your family through during hard times? I'm getting the whole motto here off the web and some other places.
We say never give up, never give in,
never let go,
never let go. And his aunt, his great aunt, she was the one that kind of started saying that to him. And it's become a theme, right?
But it's such an emphasis on the great and great aunt.
She's the great aunt. That's right.
Yeah.
But really, but Caleb, you have a never give up attitude. And why do you think that is? Because it'd be very easy for you to wake up every day discouraged. But man, you press on.
Yeah. The reason I have the motto is because I feel like if I'm not doing everything I can to get better and to like do stuff to point people to Christ, then I feel like I'm kind of failing. Like God could have chose anyone to give the story to, but for some reason he graciously gave it to me. So I really don't want to let him down. I want to use it the best I can to lead people to Christ.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Caleb that amazes me when I think about the never give up, never give in, never let go, that spirit comes from Christ that lives in him. And Caleb, this guy wakes up every day about 6 o'clock in the morning. He has a detailed schedule that he goes through that involves spiritual exercise, so scripture memory, prayer, that involves physical exercise. He also watches what he eats. He's very intentional. He wants to spend time with every member of our family. He loves to talk to his siblings about the Lord and what God's doing in their life. And he really, Caleb is probably the most intentional person I know. He doesn't want to waste 1 minute of any day that he wants to use every day for the glory of God, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Praise God. And, you know, we had actually originally scheduled this interview. It was going to be sometime the beginning of the year, and none of us could have expected what 2020 has been.
That's
but
right.
Your life, Caleb, shows that when the unexpected happens, God can use that. And, mm-hmm. you know, can you talk about just your family dynamics and what God's done with that and how you can lean on each other?
Yeah.
This coronavirus, it's a pretty terrible thing, but it's really been used for good. Some good, like, if you think about it, it took away everything that people were putting their hope in, like sports, those are gone. Their friends can't see them, maybe even their jobs. Can't really go to those anymore. But the one thing that hasn't been taken away and remains is your relationship with Christ. That can never be taken away, no matter what, and will always remain.
Yeah, our family has gotten used to over the years having to adjust, you know, in various trials and difficulties. And so we have, as hard as this quarantine has been, and it's been good for our family. I mean, we have spent more time together in the evenings, eating meals together, talking about what God's doing in our life. And, you know, our family has been used to adjusting. This has just been one more adjustment to another trial. And it's been really good to see the way God's even brought us together even more. And we praise the Lord for this season of life because it's, I view that, I mean, God is sovereign. He's in control. He's allowed this for a reason. And we're just wanting to make sure we don't miss what God is doing in the middle of all of this difficulty, whether it be Caleb's situation or a pandemic. We don't want to miss what God's doing in the midst of all of it.
Amen. Jeremy, you've had a front row seat to watching what God's done in Caleb. Could you talk about, you know, what it does to your heart as you watch him develop and go places and these surreal experiences? What
That's
how's
right.
that blessing you?
Well, Caleb knows. He knows that he's my guy. I mean, this is, you know, we spend a lot of time together. And most recently, we've been spending time together biking. And
now,
it get,
Yeah, it's helping us both stay in shape, because when this guy tried to get me to take it shorter, I, of course, I know, and I'm pushing him to go longer.
He is. He's getting me in shape, man. But every single day when I look at Caleb, I am amazed at what God has done. We got a phone call a couple of weeks ago. There was a young man that was in a car accident, 20-year-old, so not much older than Caleb. He had a brain injury similar to Caleb's, and he's not making the progress that Caleb made. And because, you know, and my heart just breaks, because we want that person to recover. But when I look at Caleb, I really do see what a miracle he is. I mean, he should not be here. He shouldn't be alive, much less doing anything that he's doing. And I think the biggest miracle that I've seen in Caleb is what God has done in Caleb's heart. I mean, Caleb is a man on a mission. This guy really believes that God spared his life, and we believe it too, for a greater purpose. And we're getting to see God use him in a way that I would have never even imagined for his life. And as hard as things have been, in that we rejoice, because what Caleb is doing is making an eternal impact that's going to last forever. And we just give God the praise for that.
That's awesome. Well, we'll stay in touch with all that's going on with your family and Caleb, you. We're so thankful for all that you've allowed the Lord to do in your life and taking time to talk today. We just love your family and appreciate you. We'll follow the progress at Baptist Messenger and look forward to hearing about upcoming events and speaking things and book and movie and articles. We're sure proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for taking time. And thanks for covering this story and getting the word out. We know that the best is yet to come, right, Caleb?
That's right.
Well, blessings to you. And we'll put the link out where people can get those cool T-shirts.
That's right. Hashtag but God.
What?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian.
Grace and peace.
See you, brother.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by the Cooperative Program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.